Welcome to Kinsey Confidential. This is your opportunity to ask questions about sex and have them answered. I'm Dr. Debbie Herbenick, a sexual health educator at the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Here is today's question.
I'm a gay man, and I'm in a long-term monogamous relationship. We frequently engage in anal intercourse. We always use sufficient lubrication, and my boyfriend never experiences pain during sex. But is there any danger of damaging his anus over the long term and causing him health issues?
Even though millions of people in the U.S. engage in anal sex, as many as 40% of men and women in some age groups have tried it, though far fewer practice it regularly, it remains a taboo topic. However, the taboo nature of many sex topics unfortunately keeps many people from asking questions about them, so I'm glad that you felt comfortable asking your question. As far as we know, regular anal sex, when practiced comfortably and safely and without risk of infection, is not likely to damage a person's anus or rectum or to cause significant health problems. Although I know of no long-term scientific studies that have examined this particular issue, I would imagine that if anal sex was particularly dangerous, doctors would have noticed by now given the large number of people of all sexual orientations that have engaged in anal sex. That said, there are a few things that you should take into consideration. As anal sex is considered a high-risk sexual behavior for passing sexually transmissible infections, or STIs, you may want to use condoms during anal sex should you and your boyfriend ever decide to go from having a monogamous relationship to an open relationship. Although anyone can be infected with HIV regardless of their sexual orientation, HIV is more common among men who have sex with men. In a recent study conducted by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or the CDC, they found that nearly 1 in 5 men who have sex with men in urban areas had HIV, and 44% of those infected with HIV didn't know that they had it. If you've both been tested and are negative for HIV and other STIs and you remain monogamous, then this won't be an issue for you two. But if either one of you has sex with other people, then condom use would be recommended with both the other person and amongst yourselves. The human papillomavirus, or HPV, can also be transmitted during anal sex as well as during oral sex and vaginal sex, and even dry humping. Unfortunately, most clinics do not test men for HPV, as there aren't particularly good tests available for men. Although most women and men who are sexually active will have HPV at some point in their lives, it doesn't cause noticeable problems for most people. However, HPV can cause genital warts and can also increase the risk of various cancers, including genital cancer and anal cancer. As such, you and your boyfriend may not know if either one of you contracted HPV from a previous partner. You may find it helpful to examine your own or each other's bodies from time to time and report any noticeable changes related to lumps, bumps, or chronic itching to a healthcare provider. There is a very low chance of having anal cancer, and even genital warts are fairly uncommon around the anal area, but these are still things to consider. As for the act of sex itself, if your boyfriend is the receptive partner, the bottom, and you are the insertive partner, the top, which is what it sounds like, then as long as the sex you engage in is pleasurable, he should be fine. I would recommend steering clear of anal desensitizing creams which can mask discomfort or pain. You're wise to use plenty of lubricant as well. To learn more about this topic, check out Anal Pleasure and Health, a guide for men, women, and couples, which is relevant to people of all sexual orientations and varying levels of experience.
You can become a fan of Kinsey Confidential on Facebook and follow updates all week long. That's at facebook.com/KinseyConfidential, or subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. Find out more at kinseyconfidential.org. Our next question.
I'd like to buy a vibrator, but I have no idea how to go about getting one. I'm too embarrassed to go to a store and pick one out, but I'm also hesitant about buying one online. Can you give any advice?
What a great question. Many women and men wonder where they can buy vibrators or other sex toys. Not everyone feels comfortable shopping in an adult bookstore, and even if they do, not all stores are equipped to display sexual enhancement products in a way that helps consumers to learn more about them. When it comes to vibrators specifically, women and men are often curious about the size, material, and texture of the toy, as well as its volume or intensity. Some people prefer very strong vibration, whereas others prefer light vibration. Then there are toys with multiple speeds or certain speed patterns, such as those that pulse. These are the types of issues that are better addressed in person, particularly for women and men who are new to toys. In the past 5 to 10 years, in-home sex toy parties have become one way that an increasing number of women have been learning about and purchasing vibrators and other sexual enhancement products, such as dildos, personal lubricants, and massage products. In-home sex toy parties are usually run in a way that connects the women who sell the products with a woman hostess who invites her own women friends or coworkers to come to her house and enjoy the party. In this way, some people have described in-home sex toy parties as being similar to Tupperware or Mary Kay parties, but they happen to sell products related to sex rather than kitchen tools or makeup. An advantage of these parties is that women can touch and turn on many of the sample products so that they can get a better idea of the size, material, texture, volume, and intensity of the vibrator they are considering buying. That said, there are also an increasing number of women-oriented adult bookstores that display toys you can pick up, touch, and turn on. In Chicago, one will find Early to Bed, Tulip, and G Boutique. In San Francisco, there's Good Vibrations. And in New York and Seattle, Babeland. These stores are among a growing trend of female-friendly shops that sometimes look more like boutiques than stereotypical adult bookstores. They are often well-lit, are sometimes in prime retail space, and tend to be staffed with female employees who are often both comfortable and knowledgeable about sexual enhancement products. There are also two books that you may find helpful as you explore more about toy options, including The Good Vibrations Guide to Sex and another book called Sex Toys 101. In short, there are a range of options for learning more about sexual enhancement products, including vibrators. You can find more information about these books and others on our website.
Dr. Debbie Herbenick is a sexual health researcher and educator at the Kinsey Institute. Kinsey Confidential is produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. We need your questions. Submit them through our website, where you can listen to archived episodes of the podcast and read the blog. Find us online at kinseyconfidential.org.